Missourinet News, I'm Elisa Nelson. 16 University of Missouri students in Brussels, Belgium are safe after a series of deadly terrorist attacks today against that city's airport and subway systems. Christian Basie with the MU News Bureau says the journalism students are in Brussels, interning at different area media outlets.
We haven't made any immediate decisions as far as continuing the program or having the students come home. The faculty over there, along with the officials here, will assess the situation.
At least 34 people have been confirmed dead, and more than 230 people have been injured in those attacks. Senator Blunt says ISIS has claimed responsibility.
There are more potential attacks from more directions than ever before, and if the United States doesn't stand strong, other countries begin to feel those attacks.
Blunt says today's attacks stress the importance of controlling the borders. Thousands of refugees from Syria and Iraq have been settling in countries including Belgium in recent months. A Cole County judge has ruled that Missouri must reveal the maker of its execution drug. Judge John Beadham ruled the law that the names of members of the state's execution team must not be made public does not apply to the maker of the drug. He also ordered the state to pay attorney fees for the plaintiffs. The ruling is stayed pending an appeal by the state, so the name won't come out right away. The state uses phenobarbital in its executions, reportedly made by an out-of-state compounding pharmacy. St. Louis police are investigating the discovery of skeletal remains in the backyard of a home in North St. Louis. Police were told this morning the remains were found in the yard in the Graterville neighborhood. A Missouri man in custody in Florida for child sex crimes has died in jail. 66-year-old Dennis Palmer of Lowry City was arrested on 7 sex charges involving a child in Missouri. The Conservation Department says it has trapped 955 feral hogs so far this year, most of those in southeast Missouri. The department's goal is to eradicate feral hogs, which are considered invasive and destructive pests in Missouri. Senator Blunt's father has passed away at the age of 94. Blunt says his father, Leroy, was a Missouri dairy farmer and businessman.
The buildings were always painted, the fence rows were always clean, the cattle always looked good, the pastures always were up to soil tests, and so they looked better than they probably would have been if anybody else lived there. And so when somebody came along and offered my dad more than he thought the place was really worth, he would take it and we would move somewhere else and do all of that again.
You are listening to Missourinet News.